Drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show as we go into this last half hour today, 9/11/2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As a follow-up to our discussion we had with Patrick Kobach, it's amazing that the ballot, whose clerks are basically in the process of printing the ballots to get them out for absentee ballots, September 21st through September 26th, that's when they're supposedly going to be mailed out by the local clerks. Withdrawal notice filed properly by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. going through the Michigan Court of Appeals, 3-0 decision to allow him to remove his name from the ballot. Well, Michigan Supreme Court ruled that he must stay on the ballot. But they also ruled that Cornell West must stay on the ballot as well. I talked about it yesterday's show when we had Patrick on to talk about it. Here's the thing. By keeping Kennedy on the ballot, they claim that that's going to help Harris win Michigan. Going to hurt Donald Trump because Kennedy has endorsed him. Here's the other problem. Cornell West, a Palestinian sympathizer, is getting Rashida Tlaib's Muslims, Palestinians, to vote for him. 250,000, 300,000 potential votes for Cornell West that really should be going to the Democrat candidate Harris could change the outcome here in Michigan. Again, I talked about it yesterday. If you see a Robert F. Kennedy sign, you need to go talk to those homeowners. Explain to them that he's out of the race, has endorsed Trump, and by them keeping their signs up, could potentially hurt the election results here in the state of Michigan. Pretty interesting follow-up to that story. People are now saying that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who appeared with Sean Hannity last night on his show after the debate, did a great job of explaining that process to a nationwide audience. The only problem? It was 11 o'clock at night, Eastern Standard Time. Many of us went to bed after the debate. I don't know how many people stayed up to watch that interview on Sean Hannity. But again, Fox News is pushing that if there is going to be a second debate, they want to be the network to host it. If Harris's campaign thinks she did so well, she won the debate, they might just be willing to do it. We'll wait and see. Now, another story I want to get to today's show that I want to make sure we get into the podcast comes from Lansing. The current situation regarding hate crimes. FBI Special Agent Brett Mason outlined at a meeting that he believes that we are on a pathway to violence, observing key behaviors, potentially signaling that someone is about to engage in a violent attack against the Michigan Department of Civil Rights, the Michigan Alliance Against Hate Crimes, and the Michigan My Response to Hate Conference. Mason's workshop presentation was titled Radicalization to Violence. He said that children being isolated from peer groups can play a role in them potentially becoming radicalized into carrying out acts of violence. We've noticed an increase in this since the China virus pandemic. There's always cost, and one of the costs is long distance learning, which was created during the pandemic, which created isolation. Now we are paying for it. What I'm saying now is that we need to work on policies to address this issue. The FBI agent Mason spoke about the behaviors potentially indicating someone is on the pathway to violence, animal cruelty, self-medicating, becoming abusive to drugs, stalking on social media, all leading to what he calls homicide in slow motion. Why? Many communities don't feel comfortable talking to law enforcement to report these behaviors when they see them. He absolutely encouraged people to talk about it, to share community tools and resources. If they don't feel comfortable speaking directly to the police, let others do it. He said, during my first half of my career, I was investigating corrupt policemen, those that abuse their authority. So I know how difficult it is for people to come forward and to speak out. However, it's proven to be extremely damaging to the profession and extremely damaging to the communities they serve. Other topics, he said, leading to this homicide in slow motion, extremism in video games. Many of these young people having time to spend more time on video games and the internet are leading to behavioral changes that we need to watch out for. Many of the statements coming from the public need to be reported and investigations need to be done. Now, there's other instances that the FBI agent Mason pointed to. Breakdown of the nuclear family, single parent homes, lack of grandparents' involvement, and or neighbors willing to help. Sometimes, Mason said, it really does take a village. But we need to identify these behavioral problems, issues, and make sure that the police, law enforcement, are notified. So be on the lookout for that. Be willing to call your local sheriff's department. They'll turn it over to the necessary agencies and investigate. Needs to be done. Something that they believe needs to be done and needs to be done now. The story we reported on where the Attorney General and the Secretary of State put out statements about Board of Canvassers. Well, the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan agreed to dismiss their lawsuit against Kalamazoo County Board of Canvasser Robert Froman, after he changed his course and signed an affidavit stating that he would, in fact, now certify the November presidential election results. We talked about this lawsuit. Detroit News article where Froman was quoted as saying he's going to refuse to certify the election if it unfolded similarly to the 2020 election. In the lawsuit, its swift resolution should put everyone on notice that pro-democracy groups like the ACLU will remain vigilant and ready to act immediately if officials fail to follow the law. Phil Mayer, the senior staff attorney for the ACLU of Michigan, said, having faith that elections are fair and the results properly certified is crucial to a well-functioning democracy. The successful conclusion of this lawsuit should bolster confidence that Michigan's election officials and the election results will accurately reflect the will of the voters, and that anyone who tries to convert canvassing boards into a platform for partisan gamesmanship will be subject to quick and decisive legal actions. Efforts to reach out to Froman were unsuccessful. Then the news story goes on to report the Michigan Constitution and state election law statutes requires canvassers to certify the election results within 14 days after the election, based solely on the total number of votes reported from each location within their jurisdiction. It does not allow them to withhold their certification. So again, my question, if they don't have the option not to certify, why do we even have Board of Canvassers? Because what they're alleging in the story here, folks, per our Constitution and our state election laws, they must certify. Well, if they're nothing more than a rubber stamp, why even have them? What is really their function? What is really their job? Rubber stamp the election. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment of today. I don't have time to get into this entire story, but yesterday, the State Board of Education was presented with the stagnant 2024 student assessment scores. Department of Education staff highlighted current laws and potential pending legislation that they would like to see passed by the Democrats before the end of the year. What is it dealing with? What is it pointing to? Reading skills. Well, they're claiming that the bills, Senate bills 567 and 568, which was supported by the Department of Education staff, submitted to the State Board of Education, says that we need to require some dyslexia screening in our students. They're going to blame the poor test scores on dyslexia. Now they want legislation actually passed where the Senate signed off on dyslexia screening by the 27-28 school year. These bills were presented back in March and were officially submitted to the State Board of Education for consideration of support. Literacy Achievement Committee, which was expected to be created this year in the governor's $87 million budget regarding the State Board of Education, is supposed to be in charge of providing the coaching models in curriculum materials starting in 2025. Teachers will have a skill set and the knowledge to teach the basic code of reading as a result of these skill sets, where we will be able to unmask students' problems with regards to dyslexia. If the bills are not passed in the House, the committee will still be responsible for evaluating some of the materials to help students read better. Dyslexia. Now that's the problem. That's the issue causing these students not to be able to pass test scores, standardized tests, because they're reading so poorly. These people are amazing. Other recommendations to help increase literacy in students included mandatory LETRS, letters training. It's an acronym for a program for pre-K through grade 5, providing teachers more materials to help them teach reading, reduce the class sizes between kindergarten and the third grade, especially in high-poverty elementary school areas. They will also increase the amount of time students are taught reading in these grades. Failing schools, failing test scores, now they're pointing to dyslexia. First, it was the pandemic. Shutting down the schools, keeping the kids at home, forcing them to do learning online that didn't work. The kids got behind. They still haven't caught up. The test scores for this calendar year, 2024, turned in and officially reported to the State Board of Education. And because the scores were so bad, now we must pass legislation focusing on dyslexia screening. You can't make this stuff up, people. What other excuse can they come up with next? Oh, of course, the answer, we have to throw more money at it. It requires more funding. We need additional teachers trained to screen for dyslexia and to be able to help these students with these issues. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Got a couple of text messages. People are still asking for PEGS, the video, as well as VR. Vote Republican. Just text me PEGS. I'll send you both. One last comment for today's show that we want to get into it. Communication, people. You need to start talking to folks about the election. The importance of it, the policy differences, Donald Trump's policies versus Biden-Harris. This PAGS video is excellent. Only 2 minutes and 42 seconds long, 9 indexes for people to think about. Text me PAGS, I'll send it to you. We'll send you the graphic for Vote Republican. You know why. We'll get that information out to you. You can share it with people. I ask that if you text me PAGS and I send it to you, you need to share it with people in your contact list. People stored in your phone, ask them to share it as well. We need to get this video to go viral, and I'm asking for your help. Great video, job well done. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not